Hello and welcome. My name is Ruth Garner and I'm a Reiki Master. Welcome to my guide, How to Become a Reiki Healer. It is easy to become a Reiki healer and it is such a simple practice that anybody can do it. That said, the Reiki path to self-healing and healing others is a journey of many facets, and it can be exhilarating, it can be profound and magical and joyful, but it can also be difficult and uncomfortable, to say the least. The more you work with Reiki, the greater the depths of experience and understanding you'll uncover about energy, yourself, and the world around you. You can make Reiki a small part of your daily routine, or you can weave it into every area of your life, and it can open you up to a whole new world and universe if you let it. The more I've worked with Reiki and incorporated it into my life, the better my life has become. Here is my quick guide on how to become a Reiki healer. This guide offers you a brief overview of the key points to consider when you're looking into becoming a Reiki healer. So let's start with an overview of the levels in Reiki. The Reiki certified courses consist of three levels of practice. These levels are Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Each level has an attunement process. Attunement is the process of adjusting your channel or vibration so that you can receive Reiki energy. When you've completed the Reiki 1 course and attunement, you are ready to practice Reiki on yourself, your friends, and your family. Reiki 2 enables you to become a certified Reiki practitioner. It enables you to perform distant healing, and you receive an attunement to several Reiki symbols which you can use in your Reiki healing practice. A note about distant healing. Distant healing may sound beyond the realms of possibility if you've never experienced distant healing or any other remote energy work. I certainly had trouble wrapping my head around the idea and the concept of distant healing for a long time, and I didn't do it for many years. And I only used distant healing when I had no other option available. The first time I did it, I was actually amazed by the results and the positive feedback from my client. And since my first time performing distant healing, I've had confirmation after confirmation of its effectiveness, so much so that the logical part of my brain has given up trying to argue against it. I even prefer it now to in-person healing. The Reiki 3 course and attunement is master level. At this level, you receive an attunement to the master symbol, which you may use in your practice. This master level course has an optional teaching element, and for those who decide to take the teaching path, you will be certified to perform attunements and Reiki training. Make sure you check with your Reiki master that they offer the teaching element. Make sure you check with your Reiki master that they offer the teaching element if you're considering teaching in the future. At each level of attunement, the flow of Reiki energy gets stronger. Some people do Reiki 2 and Reiki 3 purely for this reason. Traditionally, Reiki students would only do Reiki 3 once they had become competent in their practice at Reiki 2. Today, Reiki masters offer training in all three altogether, which is a mistake. Reiki students need time to practice and gain experience working with the energy and performing self-healing and healing others before becoming attuned as a master. Which is better, an online or in-person Reiki course? I received most of my Reiki training in person, either one-to-one or as a group. When I did my training, there wasn't an online option. However, I have had subsequent support and training online, so I can compare those experiences and offer my thoughts. Firstly, you must do what you feel comfortable with and follow your gut feeling. The most significant benefit of the group experience is the opportunity to practice in person with other people on your course. Everything else can be delivered online relatively quickly. This includes the Reiki attunements, which work just the same whether you are in the room with the Reiki master or the other side of the world. The group training course was fun on the day, but I was a little jaded because I struggled after finishing the course. Having support afterwards is really important to the success of your Reiki practice and your Reiki path. Unfortunately, it wasn't until many years later I found the support I needed. The mentoring I got was delivered in person and online, and both were invaluable. The advice I would like to give to you is to ask different questions. Ask, who is the Reiki master that is right for you? And what is it that you need from your Reiki master? And what do you want from the course and the teacher? Then the online-offline question becomes redundant. Ongoing support from your Reiki master. I only realised it much later, but what I needed most on my Reiki journey, particularly in the early days, was mentoring and support from a Reiki master after the course. All my attunements and courses were in person, either one-to-one and as a group. The teachers were very nice and helpful on the day, but sadly after the course had ended, it was tumbleweed. I didn't believe I had a strong connection to my intuition or knowing or sensing, and whilst the courses offered some practical hands-on healing, I didn't realise it at the time, but I needed much more coaching. For a long time, I felt like a fraud when I was practicing Reiki and constantly questioned and second-guessed myself. I lacked confidence in my ability to channel Reiki. Having a mentor to show me the way to develop my skills, answer my questions, and guide me would have made all the difference. And not having the support I needed resulted in a slow progression along my path and even quitting Reiki several times before becoming a master. Finding a master who will support you will accelerate your progress and help you develop your relationship with Reiki yourself and energy work. I wasn't the only one who lost their way with Reiki. Many people I've spoken to have given up Reiki and all, without exception, lacked much needed support and guidance from a Reiki master. So check out what aftercare the Reiki master offers. It's important they have a system of initiating contact because, let's face it, how many of us take people up on their verbal gestures of, you know where I am, or I'm always here for you? None of us like to feel like we're bugging a person every 5 minutes with questions or requests for help. Ask, do they offer any other relevant courses or programs to supplement their Reiki students' development? Do they provide suggestions of reading material or practices or exercises to consider? Or you could ask a general question. What do they do to support their Reiki students on their Reiki journey? Of course, any aftercare, supplementary course or support system will not be free, but it will be the best investment you will make if you're serious about practicing Reiki, self-healing or spiritual development. What concerns and burning questions do you have? What is stopping you from committing to Reiki healing? Be clear in your mind of your concerns and questions about learning Reiki. Put these questions to the Reiki master you are considering before you commit to the training. Be clear about why you want to be a Reiki healer. Do you want to heal yourself or others? Do you want Reiki to help you on your spiritual path? Are you fascinated by working with energy and want to understand more about how it works? Knowing what your goals are will help you navigate the path more easily and help you make the decisions which are right for you. The intention is everything, and listing down what you want to get out of becoming a Reiki healer will help you measure your success and keep you on track to achieve your goals. One thing I wish I had done was to keep a diary of my progress and experiences along the way. Listing down your intentions and what you want is a great way to start your Reiki healing journal. Different types of Reiki. Usui Reiki is the original. If you are learning Reiki for the first time, start with the original Reiki system, Usui Reiki, which the founder of Reiki, Dr. Usui, developed. The Usui practice will offer an excellent foundation to learn other forms or techniques if you feel drawn to them later on. Do I need any qualifications to become a Reiki healer? No, you don't need any qualifications. You just need to have a pure intention to heal and to do no harm when working with Reiki. The benefits of becoming a Reiki healer. Some of the benefits that I experienced and have enjoyed are controlling my anxiety and stress, preventing panic attacks, helping to heal illnesses and improve my health, healed bad habits, I enjoy much more control over my life, my thoughts and emotions. Unique experiences I've had working with Reiki on myself and others. I've helped bring mental, emotional, physical relief to hundreds of people. It has given me the most rewarding career I could have ever imagined. I have learned to work with intention and create positive outcomes for myself. And there are so many more benefits. Ultimately, working with Reiki and combining it with Reiki mindfulness, meditation and breath work, I am more empowered than ever. Becoming a Reiki healer is quick and easy. The Reiki path is a life journey and it's incredible and transformative when you have the guidance that you need. Of course, I would love you to consider me as your Reiki master and mentor, as I believe I can offer the best mentoring and support because I know what a difference it's made to me. It's made me strive to help people like me. I want you to benefit from what I enjoy now without having to take the long, arduous journey I took. I want you to succeed because your world and my world will be better if you do. Whatever your next step, I trust this guide will help you navigate it. Ultimately, you need to feel inspired, comfortable, and supported by your teacher. If you would like more information on my Reiki programs, they can be found at happyme.one/Reiki-program. That's P-R-O-G-R-A-M. Or if you'd like to get in touch and ask me a question, you can email me at ruth@happyme.one.